about what you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes. Yes, he is on the air because he care. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. 9 o'clock Central, 10 Eastern. Hi, I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger. You and me tonight have a lot to talk about. And I mean a lot to talk about. How's this for an opener? First Lady chairs transvestite performance. Now, you know that Laura Bush, just like Baby Bush, Georgie, is a Bible-thumping, Bible-believing Christian. And she is the perfect First Lady. She is the most perfect First Lady that we've ever had since Eleanor Roosevelt. Well, anyway, First Lady Laura Bush rose with the rest of the National Theater audience in a standing ovation for Jefferson May's performance in the one-man play, I Am My Own Wife, which tells the story of an East German transvestite cunning enough to survive first the Nazis and then the communists. That, according to Ann Schroeder, by the way, in the Washington Post. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, doesn't surprise us, does it? George Bush, of course, his administration has appointed various homosexuals to some key positions rather quietly. He did so a few years ago. And, of course, you know, he has shown his proclivity on many an occasion to be a very diverse president and one that does everything he can to show the diversity of sexuality as well as the diversity of politics and political intrigue on the world stage, doesn't he? Ah, yes, politics does make for strange bedfellows, does it not? Indeed it does. Well, I just thought I'd mention that to you. Very important. And as a matter of fact, the Bush campaign manager, when asked, won't tell. You see, the Republican National Committee chair, Ken Mailman, declined to discuss his sexual orientation last week after an Ohio gay newspaper asked if he is gay. You have asked a question people shouldn't have to answer, Mailman said, according to a report in the Cleveland-based Gay People's Chronicle. The paper directed the question to Mailman after the GOP chair delivered a speech before the Summit County, Ohio Republican Committee's Lincoln Day dinner in Akron on March 19th. His response fueled speculation that Mr. Mailman, 38, who is unmarried, may be gay. Pundits and bloggers have since pointed out that few, if any, straight people would balk at answering a question about their sexual orientation. Very interesting, but not surprising, coming from the Republican Party and the Bush campaign, particularly the new Republican Party. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, our number here tonight, as always, is toll-free, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Oh, by the way, we have some very fascinating guests coming up next week, as a matter of fact. I don't want to give them all away, but one of them's a former New York City detective who has a lot to say about a lot of issues. You don't want to miss out. Let's take our break right now and get right to it when we come back on Uncensored Radio Free America.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org. The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
What would you give to have a product that could help you feel, look, and perform as though you were years younger? A product with all natural herbs, vitamins, and nutrients, ingredients known to play key roles in energy production, mental function, stress reduction, and healthy aging. Well, Ageless Extra has the antioxidant power of more than 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. It's a great-tasting formula that comes in concentrate or in ready-to-drink bottles. Ageless Extra helps to support immunity and vitality, helps reduce the inflammation associated with aging, and helps enhance memory, mental clarity, and focus. Ageless Extra also helps to increase mobility and joint flexibility. Call today 1-877-605-9200 and try Ageless Extra with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's 877-605-9200. You'll find a link to our website at rbnlive.com. Operated by Independent Oasis Associates.
Did you ever get the feeling, as you're staring at the ceiling, that this game of life we play ain't fair? Seems as fast as we can make it, there's a hand that grabs and takes it till they find us in a grave somewhere. Like a rodent on a treadmill, we keep pushing for it uphill, but we never seem to get too far. Well, if you think you're being taken, then you're ready to awaken to the truth of what we really are. We're all indentured servitudinal slaves, overburdened and bewildered feudal knaves, who have lost our soul posterity through ignorance and apathy, and now we're being taxed out of our graves. And as long as we stay passive, we'll succumb, presented with some socialistic crumb. Well, the naked truth and fact is, we're all saps who pay our taxes, and that is why the banksters keep us dumb. Could the state of our condition be the product of omission, what we didn't learn in public schools? And did our fathers all through history all fight and die for liberty so we could play the tyrant's fools? And can you call it education when it's all indoctrination to obey the hidden powers that be? Did we fight the revolution? Did we win the world wars just to slumber into slavery? We're all indentured servitudinal slaves, overburdened and bewildered feudal knaves, who have lost our soul posterity through ignorance and apathy, and now we're being taxed out of our graves. And as long as we stay passive, we'll succumb, contented with some humanistic crime. With a naked truth and fact is, we're all saps who pay those taxes, and that is why the banksters keep us dumb. While Franklin and Eleanor were telling us they hated war, they made a deal behind our backs. They said the bankers could enslave us for a portion of our wages, and today we call it income tax. But what they failed them to tell us was the way they planned to sell us into statutory slavery. Now it's called constructive fraud. Some even claim the wrath of God. I call it social insecurity.
Yes. It is. Social insecurity, ladies and gentlemen. The mark of the beast. Yes, Rick Adams with you tonight, and I'd like to talk to you a little bit about a number of issues that are sticking in my craw. And one of them we touched on last night when we had our guest, and we really didn't get a chance to really develop this theme because we ran out of time. But the theme has to do with the so-called border that isn't. You know, the Mexican border with the United States is a porous border, as we know. It is a border that has virtually no real protection against the invasion which continues to engulf this nation and her people. Now, it has gotten to the point where it is so extreme that even up where I live, in little old Rogue Island, we have a mayor, a Republican mayor, who's made quite a hero of himself by taking on the public sector unions and all of the flotsam and jetsam of government control and the Democratic Party. And yet, when it comes to the border, has adopted the Guatemalan vice president and the Mexican consul general and those particular souls as his, hey, adopt a brother program to allow illegal aliens to have a welcome mat here in the United States. My friends, it's every community, not just you down in Texas and Arizona and Southern Cal and the rest of it, but every community now in this country is feeling the pressure from the political establishment to cave in to politically correct nonsense. That is, that this whole issue is about immigration, and we should allow immigration to return and continue and expand. Well, as I've said to you many times before, it is not about immigration. Immigration, by its very nature, is a very different situation. An immigration law always exists in any nation. Any nation that wants to survive has basic prerequisites about immigration and who can come and who can stay and who might leave. This is an invasion that's been taking place. It's part of a very carefully orchestrated plan for various factions and groups and organizations. And remember what I have told you so often. The enemies of the United States are not without, ladies and gentlemen. They are operating freely from within the very bowels of our own government. We have an attorney general who was approved recently given this post of attorney general, Alberto Gonzalez, who has distinguished himself as a great supporter of a racist group called La Raza. He has made it one of his priorities to do everything he can to support the goals of this group, La Raza. He is willing, my friends, to overlook, regardless of what he have you believe, the situation going on at the border. He and Condoleezza Rice and the rest of this administration in Washington, while invading other countries and occupying illegally in violation of international law and our own constitution, other lands such as Iraq and Afghanistan and so forth, they're willing to abandon any real protection of the American public. Only now people are beginning to see the light and wake up. Why? Because the pain factor is beginning to affect them. The pain factor is the cost of living. Cost of living is going up, isn't it? Cost of living, not just gasoline, fuel, and everything that results from it. No. This has been part of the plan all along. Last May, you know, we talked last year. It was a year ago, about 11 months ago. The Federal Reserve went on a real spending binge, if you will, and arbitrarily increased the quantity of money, M3, they call it, by about several billion dollars. I believe it was $3 or $4 billion. And that on top of all of the amounts of credit and money in circulation. And we said within a year you're going to see some dramatic increases in prices. Well, now they have begun, and they have been creeping in. I was at a coffee shop the other day, and in one day, ladies and gentlemen, the price of an English muffin and a small coffee went from $2.62 to $2.99, just like that. And now we're seeing prices all over generally rise. We are seeing the cost of living continue to increase. Now, that's not inflation, mind you. That is not inflation. That's the result of inflation. The Federal Reserve System is an illegal appendage in Washington that is responsible for the destruction of your savings, your bank accounts, all the money, all of the wealth that you feel you've accumulated over the years. It is the most destructive engine of inflation and devaluation ever devised by the cunning evil minds of people like the Rothschild family. It's that simple. It's that simple. Now, all of this with the porous border and the lack of resolve to protect our border, particularly the southern border and the northern as well, has resulted in a flurry of activity in Washington to pretend to be concerned about defending the border. What did they come up with? The national ID. We talked about it last night. For those who weren't listening, the House of Representatives had passed this bill, the national ID bill, just a week or two ago. The bill does nothing to address immigration policy, nor does it propose to deport a single illegal alien already in the country. It does nothing to address the porous border between the U.S. and Mexico, which is the fundamental problem. In reality, the bill is a Trojan horse. It pretends to offer desperately needed border control in order to con this dumb captive Congress into sacrificing more of our liberty, my friends. This is a national ID scheme being touted as a, quote, voluntary system. In reality, any state that opts out will automatically make non-persons out of its citizens. Citizens of that state will be unable to have any dealings with the federal government because their ID will not be accepted. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad idea. We need to opt out of the federal government, but not in this way, you see, not in this manner. We need to do away with this illegal government in Washington and replace it with a constitutional government. But this is not what's happening, you see. What's happening is a coup d'etat, a takeover, a destruction of your liberties and mine, very quietly and very surreptitiously. And when I come back from the break, I'll tell you how it's being done and what will happen under this plan if it's not stopped. God help us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll welcome your calls as well. Toll free, 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America will continue.
was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalbenPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite, it's a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
Hey, I'm back. Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America, and I promise you on the line, I will take your call in just a moment. All I want to do is just continue for a couple of moments to paint this scenario so that you'll understand what Bush and company and the New World Order are planning for you, ladies and gentlemen, all in the name of national security and protecting us from terrorism. They, of course, are making you and me the terrorists. You see, they're going to make us safe by making us the suspects, the criminals, and the imprisoned. That's the name of the game. Now, this bill we're talking about, the National ID Scheme, okay? Real ID, they call it. This scheme, we're told, is voluntary. Yet, if you refuse to accept it, or a state, for instance, refuses to accept the unjustified and unconstitutional authority of the federal government, guess what happens? You can't fly. You can't take a train. In the eyes of the federal government, you will cease to exist. Yet Bush is calling it voluntary. Alberto Gonzalez calls it wonderful. And the proponents of this national ID know that every state will have no choice but to comply. You see, federal legislation that nationalizes standards for driver's licenses and birth certificates creates a national ID system, pure and simple. I don't care what anybody says. It's just a matter of time until those who refuse to carry the new license will be denied the ability to drive or board an airplane. Now, what you need to do is go out there and drive. I said it when the seatbelt controversy came up. Everybody cut your seatbelts out of your car and drive. Everybody. We don't need the federal government to impose unconstitutional edicts on any state or any individual. That's what our Constitution said. That's what the 10th Amendment is all about. And yet that's exactly what this administration is doing in conjunction with Mexico. Let me go to the phones first, and we'll pick up on this theme. Our number is toll-free, 800-313-9443. I believe we've got, is it Joe in Arizona or John in Arizona? Hello, John.
Hi, Rick. How are you? This is John.
I'm all right. Thank you.
John
thank you
from
for
Arizona.
Calling. I'm sorry?
This is John from Arizona.
Yes, sir, John. And I imagine you've got a lot on your mind now that I brought this subject up, right?
Yeah, well, you know, this issue on a national ID card, I view it as just one step closer to the mark of the beast.
Yeah.
Mentioned in the book of Revelations in
that's
the Bible.
What I was thinking of. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, from what I've read is that actually there was a police officer last week that accepted the implantable microchip in New Jersey. So it appears as if the federal government is already making a step towards the implantable microchip here in the United States.
And the Attorney General of Mexico has done it with 150 people under his command in Mexico, already done it, boasted about it, said it's the wave of the future. Everybody should do it. We'll protect you. Drug money and drug runners won't be able to harm you. We'll know where we are. We'll know where you are. We'll be able to save you from danger.
Yeah, well, what kind of scares me is the fact that when everybody is microchipped, what kind of mass plagues does the UN plan on unleashing in, you know, on the world where it's going to kill two-thirds of the world's population? You won't be able to go anywhere because you'll be microchipped.
That's the idea, control. I mean, it's so obvious, John, you know, to you and me and most of the people that listen to us, I think can understand the average American, the 95% that don't think, that just sit there before the boob tube and accept everything that's given them, these are the people that don't understand what all the fuss is about. I mean, I have people tell me what you're all upset about. It's a good thing, man. Don't you want to be safe?
Well, you know, it's kind of weird, Rick, is the fact that, sure, you know, maybe 90% of the American population will accept this national ID card and then eventually the microchip. But the thing is why are they really going to be safe?
I don't think they will
well,
be.
Well, I don't think so neither.
But let's say they are, John. Right? Let's give them the benefit of this. Okay, the government's going to make you safe, just like a prison can keep you safe inside, supposedly, okay? But at what price? At whose expense?
Right.
That's
well,
the issue, isn't it?
It definitely is. I mean, to me, that seems like a worldwide dictatorship. Now, I actually had a question for you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand who the Illuminati is. I understand that there are certain, you know, groups within our government like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, and I guess there are several other families. But is there, I mean, according to the Bible, it says that there will be a one-world dictator, or is it going to be a group of dictators? Can you elaborate on that at all?
That's a good question. You know, there is some agreement. Disagreement over exactly what this system will be set up as, but it will not be a one-man dictatorship. It will be run by a group or a system of Antichrist, as the scripture refers to it, and itself, this system, shall be maintained from that city of Jerusalem. Now, ultimately, what we'll have is that system of control that's spoken of in Revelation, and it will be a configuration of control. I'll be back on the other side. Stay where you are, John.
Okay.
Thank you, and Rick Adams with you. We'll be back with more Uncensored Radio Free America.
Your are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
The Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
Yes, I am. I'm back, and I'm front as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you. You can live pain-free now without inflammation thanks to our good buddy Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery. It's called InflaEase, I-N-F-L-A-Ease, E-E-Z, that simple. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing product, call 1-800-243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. It's the natural answer for inflammation. And also, before we go back to the phones, I'd like to remind you, we talked about the fact that C-SPAN had been recording a delivery, a 90-minute address in Madison, Wisconsin, by a guest that we've had on this program and respected in his own right, David Raymond Griffin, who authored 2 books, The New Pearl Harbor and the 9/11 Commission Report, Omissions and Distortions. Well, now, we understand, of course, C-SPAN would not air it for obvious reasons, but Book TV will supposedly air it. 9/11 by David Griffin. It is supposedly scheduled for Saturday, this Saturday, April 30th, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. BookTV.com. All right, let's go back to John, Arizona. Hello, John. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Rick.
Yeah, this system that will emerge now is a worldwide system, but it will not have just one person in charge of it. It'll be like a committee, if you will, from country to country. Countries will essentially cease to exist as we know them, and that's how they will be aligned, I believe, in this one world system. The system that every country, every nation, every tribe, every tongue will have to participate in, this control, if you will. So we're seeing that emerge now, and we're seeing it done through economics, through politics, through all of these systems, aren't we?
Most definitely. What I think is the Illuminati definitely need another crisis like 9/11 to speed up their plans, because
yeah.
I think a lot of Americans are starting to catch on from what
yes,
I see
are.
On a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised Christians, you know, I'm a Christian, and I'm surprised Christians just simply haven't caught on to this fact that they're being led by an Antichrist called George Bush.
Yes.
You know?
Well, you see, the Christians are really not true Christians who call themselves Christians. They're deceived, as the Scripture says, and they are following those that are leading them to what? To the edge of the precipice, you know?
Well,
they're being misled.
Most definitely. I was raised a Seventh-day Adventist.
Uh-huh.
And as a Seventh-day Adventist, they spoke, they preached quite heavily on the book of Revelations. And
yes.
I just woke up, you know, I understood that there was going to be a world government, and, you know, I understood the New World Order, but I never really understood the politics behind it up until about 3 years ago.
Yes.
And somebody was out doing their job and actually handed me a Alex Jones flyer.
Yeah.
And I started digging into it, and I couldn't believe it. It just, like, slapped me in my face.
Yep.
And I haven't been the same ever since.
Well, that's good, because
I've learned,
you know,
a lot.
I've been talking about this for a long time. Many of us have. There are newcomers like yourself, Alex, and others have been doing this for a long time. And, of course, great man John Stadtmiller here at this network that's established this network to warn people and wake them up. We have to realize that this system is not going to come about without the participation of the churches. You see, the churches are actually the sellout artists, the ecclesiastical rulers of this age. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones that are ushering in their people in the pew into this system of ecumenism, this system of control. Now, this new pope that we have, Cardinal Ratzinger, has made it very clear, Mr. Benedict himself, that he values reaching out more than anything else. Now, if anybody knows anything at all about Christ and the teachings of Christ, the Bible says just the opposite, that we are to be separate from the world, not a part of the world, and not to join in a confederation with the world. Right?
Yep.
What we're doing is just the opposite. All the church leaders today, except the true separatists, the true Christians, realize that this togetherness, this goody-goody, two-shoes political correctness is of the devil. We're not supposed to be one. We're not one flesh. We're not one people. We're divided. And Christ says when he comes, he's not coming to bring together. He's coming to divide with a sword. That's not the hippy-dippy Bible that these people would have you believe in, but that's the real Bible, you see.
Well, I think a lot of these Christians are going to wring their pastors' necks when they find out that they've been misleading them.
I think the Lord's going to take care of that himself.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, John,
thank
for your
you.
Call, brother.
Yep.
Okay, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We're talking really about this national ID card system that's being set up by our so-called fearless leaders, both in Congress and the White House. You know, every time I got on the air locally and started mentioning George Bush, there's this little old man in a rocking chair, literally, who'd call up and tell us, and basically, you're anti-Bush, you're bashing Bush, you're doing this, you're doing that. And I said, forget about the name, the party, it doesn't mean a thing, you old fool. Wake up. Wake up. The problem is the politicians who have sold their souls. We think of them in Arizona, too, like John McCain and others who have sold their souls for a mess of pottage, and now they're selling their country down the river. All right, we'll get back to this Mexico, Canada, this real ID chip, if you will. Well, let's go to Jim, and you're on the program, Jim, Uncensored, Radio Free America. Hello.
How you doing tonight, Rick?
Good.
Thank you.
I'm having a hard time following you. I'm not able to hook up. I got a little problem with my computer on the phone jack, but it's
okay.
No big deal.
We're talking about this system of national...
Well, as I heard what you were talking about,
yes.
I kept thinking, I like to use a long-term historical perspective, and a lot of this, has parallels in history. It's the old power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this business of seizure of power by strategies I was just reading a little James Madison today about a faction who want to put themselves in power. And currently what we have, the United States is the world superpower, and we have the neocon agenda, which goes back to around 1996 when I think they presented a white paper to President Clinton, where they talked about this preemptive foreign policy and use of military power. So we actually have people acting out an agenda based on their elitist idea that, you know, the people need to be led by sheep. And then we got one of the chief neocons working his way into the World Bank. And I heard a quote from him recently that
Paul Wolfowitz, yes.
Right. I heard a quote from him recently that said that he was going to work to end world poverty. That's just another way of stating the collectivist socialist agenda.
Absolutely. Here they've been doing everything to create an impoverished America. Now they're going to liberate the world from poverty, huh?
Well, the internationalists, I think they have an agenda of leveling all of the material resources of the world. That's why I think that you don't see any objection to these counterculturalists, cultural elite, whatever you want to call them, watching the United States, economic base being drained off. I mean, it's like watching a snow melt now.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure. Absolutely, Jim.
That, and I think that is what is going to cause the crisis when the ability to sell the bonds that finance the government programs runs up against, declining strength of the dollar.
You know, right now, people don't even understand our whole defense structure, our whole defense system is basically subject now to other nations. For steel imports, for instance, we as a nation have never seen a time when we are more dependent now on foreign governments and foreign nations for our defense industry. We are totally ill-prepared now to fight the kind of wars that are going to come in the future.
All right, no one could create a scenario like this just by accident or by sheer stupidity. It has to be deliberate.
It is by design. We've talked about it. I've talked about it now for 30 years, my friend. 30 years I've been telling people. I used to be laughed at when I was in college, you see. They said, you're crazy, you're nuts. And then I went back to college and I met some of my friends and they apologized to me, some of them. I said, why? They said, because we were laughing at you. Now we find out you were right, Rick. You were telling us things that were going to happen and we just didn't believe you. But, mister, you were right, and we were wrong. I said, well, I appreciate that, and I'm not immodest, and I'm not proud of the fact that somehow I bested you in that regard. I'm happy you woke up like the prodigal son, returning to the truth, you know?
Yeah, you know, Rick, I had another item I wanted to bring up. I had just finished reading an article in our local newspaper in the province.
Yeah.
On the... gadfly there, Kevin McKenna, the lawyer.
Yeah.
And now he's trying to, he's suing the Chief Justice of our Supreme Court.
Yes.
And like I said, we live in Rhode Island. It's a very small state. It's easy to see the mechanisms. This kind of thinking and maneuvering it occurs in many other places, and I think people should have to look at it. Yeah. But I just got through reading the sections. Article 3, Section 6 in the Rhode Island State Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, as soon as you take another office under the government of the United States or any other state or country, your position is vacated.
That's right. You're out. You're supposed to step down. This judge says, no, I can do whatever I want. He says, I don't see any conflict. Now, there's a man of arrogance, and there's a man who puts his prestige and his ego before anything else. That man has to lose in court if the courts, this three-panel court system that has been set up to hear the case, will be fair and impartial. There'll be three judges here, but I mean, quite frankly, I don't trust the judiciary.
Judges, and what I know of them, they seem to be decent guys. The guy that reported appointed them, Judge Rogers, I think is one of the best judges in the state of Rhode Island.
And Judge Gibney, I believe. And, you know,
In other words, like I said, this is a local issue, but this is an illustration of abuse of power and ignoring the Constitution. If we could get the officials to follow the original intent of the Constitution, most of our problems would be on their way to being solved.
Absolutely. You're right. And here we are doing the opposite now with this ID card in the name of protecting us while the border is unprotected. You see, this is the obvious treason which we're talking about, Jim. It is nothing short of treason.
Well, it's selling out the whole idea of a constitutional republic. In a lot of cases, I see these people doing it for immediate gain. They're just trying to keep themselves in power. And it isn't always money, but power and money go together. So that they gather the stuff up.
That's what I said earlier. You're right. You're verifying what I said.
A little remark about Kevin McKenna. He's a pretty well-known guy, and he's a man of great ability. I don't agree with his liberal democratic politics. But this stand he's taken on this constitutional issue, as an attorney, you know, who has to go before the courts, I got to take my hat off to him.
Absolutely. And he's going to be on our TV show, too, by the way, a local show that will be on cable soon.
So, by the way,
I thank you, Randy, you called yourself? You called yourself Randy L. What now?
Well, I've used that off and on. It's Randall P. McMurphy, right?
Randall P. McMurphy. This character
McMurphy
is in a movie, right?
He's a character. It was originally the book, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And the main character signed himself into a mental ward to get out of doing a small sentence in some work farm out west. But what it illustrated was that once you were in there, especially if you signed yourself involuntarily, you put yourself totally under control of the big nurse.
Yes.
And I'd like to point out, the guy that wrote that book's name is Ken Kesey.
Uh-huh.
He was a participant in the MK Ultra, and he was one of the leaders of the San Francisco LSD group.
Yes.
So this is, drawing on real experience. This isn't just some fantasy.
What a small world, huh? Yes, sir, Jim. Thank you for your call.
Sure thing.
Appreciate it. Good points, my friend. All right. We're just trying to get involved in this issue, but I don't have time. I got so many calls. Hello there, Rex in Texas. You're next on the program.
Well, hey, man, Rick, you're all over the map today.
Thank you. I hope that's a compliment anyway.
Back to your original topic about the ID cards.
Absolutely.
Those blasted credit cards, the American Express one in particular, the new one with the blue logo in the middle with the frosted frame, it's got a little electronic chip in it.
Oh, yeah.
And is that, I don't know much about it, but is that something that's trackable?
Well, the whole idea is what? Theft. Fear over theft and loss of money. You know, the loss of money that the credit card industry claims due to theft and identity theft, all of this that comes up, right, is something that now we have the technology in place to use to try to track and trace where these cards are and who's carrying them. Now, it sounds like a nice idea because finally we can get the bad guys, the thieves. But in the same time, any technology that has ever been invented has always been misused by people and particularly by governments. That's the greatest fear, the government misusing it. And under this agreement, this bill that's languishing in the Senate, this real ID bill,
yes.
Mexico, the Mexican government, can learn more about you than some of the members of your family, my friend.
Well, the reason I ask about the cards is because it looks exactly like the SIM chips inside of cell phones.
It very well might be.
I mean, it looks exactly like it. It also looks exactly like the same chip on military identification cards.
Mm-hmm.
But I have one comment to make, and then I'll get off the phone. This one's for John in Arizona. I bleed for you, man. But if you want to do some more information search on the Illuminati, you should look into a group called the League of Just Men.
Yes.
And they're the ones who confronted our dear friend Karl Marx to write the Communist Manifesto.
And they were all wealthy men, weren't they?
Yes, and then they had to go into hiding because they were discovered.
Yep.
So there's
a weak link
in the chain.
Thank you very much,
later,
my friend Rex. Good talking to you. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back to continue and wrap up the program, Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, your radio Avenger.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best-kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost one-fifth-ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery, $95 each. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks have become the masters, and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Yes, sir. Fellow Eloi, fellow serfs, how are you tonight? Boy, what a night, huh? Great show, always and ever. More guests coming up, and I like to talk to you much as possible. The one thing I'd like to tell you is you can live pain-free now and without the inflammation that you experience, many of you, from pain and the weather and all kinds of arterial degeneration. Thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram and his incredible new discovery, InflaEase, it actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and much more. To order this product, just give them a call. Mention Rick Adams, 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Order the product InflaEase today. It's the natural answer for inflammation. All right. Boy, what a night. We're talking about this proposal in Congress that, if passed now, which, as you probably saw in today's newspapers, and I was reading the USA Today, one of the mainstream propaganda engines of the government, front page, 9/11 commission, they're upset that things aren't being implemented fast enough. We've got to implement this real ID. We've got to implement total control, total brain scan, finger scan, thumb scan, everything you can imagine, even the lower parts of your body. We've got to scan everything, man. DNA scan, all of this. And, yeah, as the previous caller said, if we have another incident created by the United States government, that'll end all debate, I guess. People will clamor for it, won't they? The sheep, the Eloi, will say, come and get us, make us safe. That's the system we're heading toward, huh? God help us. Well, this system, as I'm going to continue to talk about this again tomorrow night. It's too important to pass up. Mexico and Canada will have your private data. This bill will establish this huge database of highly personal information about American citizens, at a minimum your name, date of birth, place of residence, social security number, physical and possibly other characteristics, maybe a mental swipe about you, huh? The bill even provides for this sensitive information of American citizens to be shared with Canada and Mexico. How's that? A corrupt Mexican official selling thousands of ID files, including social security numbers, to criminals. Pretty good, huh? This is what they're proposing. All of them should experience what Artie Wheeler calls the all-night firing squad, ladies and gentlemen, by the just, the real League of Just Men and Women. This country needs treason trials. We need to go back to McCarthy and expose these traitors from within. We'll talk more about this and other subjects related tomorrow night. Don't miss it. Join us. Tell your friends. Uncensored. Radio. Free America. Right here on Republic Broadcasting. RVNLive.com. 9 o'clock Central. I'm on Eastern Time. That's 10 o'clock. Spread the word, because we're coming back with a vengeance, God willing, tomorrow. Till then, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Good night.
Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
using bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.